Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaari magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Ito ang mga kwentong bumuo ng ating nakaraan. Mga kwentong unang narinig sa mga liblib na lugar o sa mga pinakatagong bulong-bulungan. Dito ay pag-uusapan natin ang mga kwentong kababalaghan at misteryo na humalo sa kultura, kasaysayan at kamalayan nating mga Pilipino. Ang ating campsite ay isang safe space at bukas para sa lahat ng mga gustong makinig o kahit gusto mo lamang tumahimik at magpahinga. Ako si Earl, ang inyong pong campmaster, at ito ang Philippine Camper Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa 64 na gabi ng San Telmo Society Radio. Kumusta kayong lahat? Sana ay napapakinggan ninyo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. Nakafollow ko na ba sa ating Facebook page at nakajoin ka na din ba sa ating Facebook group? Kung hindi pa, ay like mo na ang Philippine Campfire Stories Facebook page at magjoin ka na din sa The Campsite, Philippine Campfire Stories Facebook group. Kung saan ang buong community ng mga listeners ng show na ito ay sama-samang nagkakwentuhan, hindi lang tungkol sa ating show, maging sa kani-kanilang mga sariling kwento. While you're there, baka naman maaari mo nang iwan ng review ang ating page. Good or bad reviews, makakatulong ito para sa patuloy na pag-develop ng ating programa. After this episode, go to Facebook and join us and the rest of the campers. Ang San Telmo Society Radio ay ang listeners' story segment ng Philippine Campfire Stories, kung saan pinapakinggan natin ang mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig. We are still in the month-long celebration of our third year anniversary. Ang una nating kwento tonight ay mula kay Maggie tungkol sa kanyang katakatakang experience sa kanilang dating bahay. Pakinggan natin si Maggie.
Hello campers and camp master. Thank you if you ever read my story. This isn't a very scary story unlike sa ibang stories that I heard from the podcast. But it somehow still gives me the chills kapag naisip ko ang experience na ito. Just call me Maggie, camp master. And this story happened way back around 2014 or early 2015. And let me just tell you that I have never ever experienced sleep paralysis until that one fateful day. I was a first-year college student at that time and living with my relatives in Davao City. As a first-year, blocked section kami, so my classes would start at 1 p.m. pa. That day, apat lang kaming nasa bahay. Dalawang kasambahay, ako at isang pinsan ko na kasabay ko sa pagpasok sa school. It was still too early for me to take a shower after eating breakfast, so I just decided to take a nap. Ayaw ko rin kasi matulog na basa ang buhok ko. Yung location po pala ng room ko that time was at the far end of the house. Yung likod ng room ko was already the laundry area and little to no sunlight ang nakakapasok. Before I slept that day, I decided to turn off the light sa room but left my door half open. Bago ako umidlip, narinig ko na parang nagtatawanan yung dalawang kasambahay sa labas ng room ko. And naka-on pa ang TV sa sala. After setting my alarm, I fell into a deep sleep. I remembered I was sleeping on my left side when I started dreaming. Sa panaginip ko, I saw myself sleeping in the same position, wearing the same clothes inside the same room. Di ko alam paano i-explain, but it was like being in a dream and a reality at the same time. Sa panaginip ko, I felt a static-like feeling crawling up from my feet at biglang hindi na daw ako makagalaw at makahinga. At that moment, I woke up. But whatever was happening to me in my dream
happened to me when I woke up. It felt like I was paralyzed from head to toe. My eyes were open, but I could not bat my eyelids. Even swallowing became impossible. What made it scary and weird for me was that I could no longer feel my heart beat nor any pulse beating. I could not breathe. Kung may mas malala pa sa naghihingalo, that was what's happening to me. Parang pinatulan ako ng hininga. It felt like my whole system just stopped working, though naririnig ko pa na nag-uusap yung dalawang kasambahay sa likod ng groom ko. Pati yung pagdaloy ng dugo ko sa katawan, naririnig ko. It was like I was being sandwiched by two unknown forces. Pinilit ko ang sarili ko na sumigaw at humingi ng tulong, but unfortunately no sound came out. Humihingi na lang ako ng tulong sa isip ko. I was panicking on my mind dahil hindi pa ako handang mamatay sa panahong yun. Gusto ko lang umiyak until I remembered what my cousin did, who also experienced na binangungot. I gathered what was left of me and cited a short prayer asking the Lord for help. After ko magdasal sa isip ko, I tried with all my force to lift my pinky finger. And lo and behold, nagalaw ko siya. Inunti-unting naramdaman ko na ulit ang pagdibok ng puso at ng mga pulso sa katawan ko. I can finally breathe again and slowly nakakagalaw na ako. Sa takot ko ay dali-dali akong bumangon at tumayo. Diretso takbo sa kwarto ng pinsan ko. Sabi pa nga ng mga kasambahay, muntik pa daw ako madapa doon sa pagtakbo. Hindi na muna ako natulog ulit pagkatapos noong nangyari. After that, nakaka-experience na ako ng mga sleep paralysis. Hanggang ngayon, iniisip ko pa rin kung ano ba talaga yung nangyari sa akin. If it was just a very bad dream or what. Since then, hindi na ako natutulog na nakabatay ang ilaw. And if I think about it now, I could have died that day
if pinainal ko ang pagpapanik ko. Thank you ulit, Campmaster, for reading my story. Sa susunod ulit.
Hello, Maggie. Thank you for sharing sa San Telmo Society Radio. Given the information I got from your story, I think this is another classic case of sleep paralysis, just as you suspected. We had a lengthy discussion about dreams with our friends from the House of the Oracles, Dream Interpreters, sa episodes 145 and 146 ng ating show. Nasabi ni Teacher Zernan from that discussion that our brains are sometimes processing the events of our day whenever we sleep. While that happens, our brains will also paralyze our bodies while sleeping to prevent it from doing any movements that may be happening to you in the dream. Sometimes nagigising tayo in the middle of the dream state, pero we experience a brief loss of muscle control o mas kilala sa tawag na atonia. Aside from atonia, may mga episodes din ng hallucinations during sleep paralysis. And if you want to know more about sleep paralysis, you can also check out episode 14, Ang Bangungot. Salamat again, Maggie, for being part of the San Telmo Society Radio. Sa ating pagbabalik, isa pang kwento ang ating maririnig. That and more coming up next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sa pagbabalik ng San Telmo Society Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Our next storyteller will give us a tale about a weird incident that happened to her habang siya ay nasa isang spiritual retreat. Huwag na nating patagalin pa, let's call on our guest storyteller for tonight, Jessa. Hello, Jessa.
Hi po.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the campsite.
Thank you po. It's a pleasure to be here.
Ayan. How are you right now, Chessa?
Doing great po. Kasi maganda yung araw ngayon.
Yes. Where are you calling us from, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm currently now po in Cebu, but I'm from Bacolod.
All right. You reached out dun via email dun sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com and nag-share ka ng mga short stories na na merong medyo brush with the paranormal and supernatural, no? So, but before we get into that, tell us kung paano mo naman na diskubre ang pakikinig mo ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
That was way back pandemic days kasi bored ako and then I'm looking for a good podcast. Aside from the podcast that I'm looking into, parang yung something ba na mapapa-awake ako despite, you know, antok na night duty.
Graveyard shift ka ba?
Dati. Morning na. But I still listen to Campfire. So I found this one, and to be honest po, Camp Master, I really find the voice soothing, and weird as it is, hindi ako inaandok. So I've been a podcaster since 2020, late 2021 ata. I think my first was just a normal horror story, I forgot the story, but dahil naingganyo ako, bumalik ako to episode 1. And then every time you upload, I really listen to it.
Ayan, ako, maraming salamat at you stuck with us through the years pa. 2021, matagal na rin, mga 2 years ka na rin nakikinig, and I'm glad that you're still around enjoying. And now you're a guest, no? Isa ka na sa mga mapapakinggan mo in the future. Ang weird lang din pakinggan na parang ikaw pinapakinggan mo yung podcast para to stay awake. Yung iba naman pinapakinggan nila to fall asleep. So iba-iba talaga tayo ng pag-receive ng mga kinoconsume nating content, no? So yeah, natuwa lang ako na narinig ko yun sa'yo. Ayan, so welcome to the show. And yun nga, tulad ng nasabi ko kanina, nung magkausap tayo na you sent 3 short stories tungkol sa mga na-experience mo nung bata ka. And baka pwede mo nang simulan yung kwento. Tungkol saan ba yung first story mo?
Yung first story ko po, I titled it as The Broken Rosary. This happened way back, teenager pa ako nun. So, me and my family are actually a part of a religious praise and worship group. And they have this scheduled parang mga family retreats. So, kung retreat is individual lang, the family retreats are like buong pamilya kayo. Mama, papa, kapatid. And then, you are, kumbaga, also serving the Lord at the same time. And then, yung just a quick background lang dun, once kayo mag-retreat for this year, the following year, kayo naman yung magsaserve. And this story began when, on the year, na it's our turn to serve. When you serve, you're the ones preparing for everything. And then...
Parang ikaw yung mag-host. Ganun.
Yes. Yung lahat ng participants ng retreat the previous year will be the one who will host. Ganun. So...
Parang to give back.
Mm-mm. And then yung nangyari doon was... tawag dito. The kids will have their own corner. So, syempre, ako yung pinakamatanda. So, ako yung nag-lead sa lahat. The kids will have this, it's a tradition, a yearly tradition, na yung mga hosts will have a surprise presentation as kids sa lahat. Hindi alam ng parents. So we were all really on our own. One of our parang like skits that we wanted to have is the fight between parang good and evil. Okay. So we were practicing, last minute practice namin, by the way, this just a quick background as well. The place that we actually had the retreat is an old school in Bacolod. And there's a, yung prayer house dun, yun pa yung sinasabi na rumored na super, ano ba, parang mayroong mga sightings. Dun yung parang nakikita yung mga ghosts, mga ganun.
Hotspot, ah?
Oo, hotspot siya, I'm sure. And then, there was even a rumor na napoposes dun, but we don't believe it. Kasi para sa amin, we're in a spiritual retreat, eh. Ganun. So, there was, until na nangyari sa akin to, that I, okay, they exist. Parang ganun ba? What happened? So, we practiced late at night. Kasi yung presentation namin, mga around 8 to 9 p.m. And then, we practiced sa likod noong spiritual retreat house. It's quite dark there. And then, ang heavy noong place, to be honest, when we had our practice. And then, akala ko okay na kasi parang jolly naman ng mga bata eh. Hyper kami lahat.
Mm-hmm.
Except for my sister. So, yung sister ko, parang meron na siyang creepy feeling. And then, we went inside sa parang workroom. She wanted to parang rest kasi parang inantok daw siya. And then, what she did was, nag-sleep siya sa folding bed. Sooner or later, na-realize ko na parang like, hindi na siya gumagalaw. And then, sobrang lamig nung kamay niya at katawan. Pero grab yung parang sweat niya ba. So sabi ko, hala, hindi na normal to. So I was trying to wake her up. Sabi ko, eh Jean, gising, ganun. And then, hindi siya gumigising. And then, parang like, I called out my mom, I called out my dad, and then they were like, ano nangyayari? Parang ganyan. But then, I started to see her parang crying. Parang, or baka sweat lang yun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, my mom and dad are, like, syempre, they're part of a group, diba? They know how to, or they have this gift of tongue. They started to call other titos and titas in the retreat na are also good in that kind of combat, according to them. And then they started to pray over her, like in tongues. But my sister really couldn't wake up. What I did was, meron akong rosary, which always baon ko sa bulsa ko. I got it out. I was crying. I put it inside her pocket. And then dun na, na-realize ko na she was really crying hard na. Hindi na siya sweat lang. And then what she was like, basta it took a lot of prayer until she finally woke up na parang groggy or what. And then hindi pa namin siya makausap. And then I was like, sabi ko, Lord, ano ba naman to? Ba't kami parang pinaglalaruan? Kasi her role in the story was very vital dun sa parang play namin. She's the angel. Siya yung parang catalyst doon. Pagbago yung entire story. Alam mo yun? So parang we were like, oh my God, bakit
hindi,
sa lahat?
Hindi siya pwede. Hindi siya pwedeng mawala doon. So,
hindi siya pwedeng mawala. Walang papalit sa kanya. And
okay.
Then when she finally had, you know, regained consciousness, I asked her, sabi ko, okay ka lang? Parang ganun. Tapos sabi niya, oo, the entire time daw that we were praying over her, she was inside a very, very dark, endless space.
Mm-hmm.
And then, di ko na, ano yun. And then, she said, that she all can hear is a very, parang, laugh, evil laugh, or I don't know how to describe it. Parang, like, tawa na doon yung tawa.
And she wicked. Was really calling,
yes. And she was calling out for help, but no one hears her. Until daw something like woke her up, kind of like grabbed her. And then yun, nakita niya daw lahat naka-circle sa kanya, naka-pray over. Parang ganun siya. And she's okay na, right? And I was glad she was able to deliver the play. Pero here's the most weird thing of all. Kasi after we did the play, alam mo yung rosary po na ginawa na mahirap putulin. Because after we did after we did the play, she tried to return the rosary to me. But
yes.
The rosary is broken.
Ah.
Like parang tinadtad siya to pieces. And she did not move that much. So I don't know how it got parang broken. Mm-hmm. When my parang like one of the spiritual leaders in that spiritual camp said, parang like she just simply bowed her head when she saw that and said, when you go tonight, go to sleep, please pray the Holy Rosary. And she gave us a new rosary.
Nakakatakot naman niya.
As in, dun kami parang like the forces at play ba. It did not do anything to her, but I mean, it did, pero alam mo yun, yung parang grabe pa rin yung protection ni God. So, doon ko din na ano na, even if they are present, God's power is still above everything else.
Okay. Nakaka-intriga yung parang part na na yung mga elders, no, ay speaking in tongues, no? Parang, I heard it's a gift for especially parang nababasa ko yun sa mga Christian communities, yung especially if they're experiencing high level of connection ba to the God. So parang yun, yung speaking in tongues, medyo parang, ay, naku, pag nilabas na yun, parang pangmalakas ang labanan na yung ginagawa. Eh. So,
And tumatay yung balahibo ko. Pero, yeah, parang, ano siya.
And you were there nung speaking tongues.
Yes. Okay. Everybody, lahat ng mga dito sa Pilipinas are like, parang may tawag sa kanila actually, warriors.
Warriors. Naku, ikaw ba may ganun kang ability or...
No, but my mom does and my dad.
Ano ba yung speaking in tongues? Ano bang ginagawa nila? Nagsasalita sa mga bilis, ganyan.
Oo, and then it's like, sounds like a shalalala. It's like, according to my mom, it's like an angel language daw.
Na hindi mo, hindi mo maiintindihan yun.
Hindi. If you don't have the gift, you don't. I actually didn't ask them if you have the gift kung maiintindihan mo pa rin. But no, it's like the Holy Spirit gives that kind of gift sa iyo. Yun yung pag-experience.
Okay.
I don't have that. I hope, but no.
Kasi pag nabigyan ka nun, ibig sabihin, meron kang, kailangan mo siyang gamitin on the time of need. At gusto mo bang abutan ka pa ng time of need?
ako, to be honest, hindi ko po nalagay sa story, but I also had the same experience on the same spiritual retreat. This time, ako naman yung sister ko. Parang ganun.
Ikaw yung nanaginip?
Parang ganun. Kasi, okay na ba na ikwento ko?
Oo naman.
Sige, it happened mga...
Sa same retreat nangyari ito?
Different. This time, my mom and dad are naging, sila na yung leader. So, this time, sila yung naging parang, may tawag sila? Shepherd. So, you're the shepherd family. Kayo mag-lead sa lahat. Parang ganun. Kayo naman yung mag-host again. And then, together with the current, previous year na nag-retreat. So this time, kami ulit yung nag-host. What happened was, I was already working back then. And then, again, still the same activity. So a play. I was so stressed. And then, I always tend to work alone. So I do stuff on my own. Like, I process all the parang mga retreat admin tasks. And then, including the practices with the kids. The kids say to me na ako din yung pinakamabait, kaya close sila at nakikinig daw sa akin. But this particular retreat, there was, kasi ako yung narrator, so ako yung nag-narrate ng story, and I tend to do impromptu. Kasi what I do, yung mga bata, pag ginawan mo ng script yun, hindi yun sumusunod. May mga ad-lib yun. So I also, as the narrator, parang like work around through their ad-libs. So wala akong script as well. But they know the gist of what we're gonna do. So, what happened to me was really weird. Kasi, I woke up really early that day. I woke up at around a very creepy hour, 3 a.m. And this is a different place na po, ah. This time, it's a monastery. parang doon kami nag-retreat. I woke up at 3 a.m. I felt really cold, but I brushed it off kasi sabi ko, this is for God. So, hindi ko dapat matakot kung ano man yung maramdaman ko. But the entire day, people were telling me na I am so grumpy daw. Super grumpy. Mm-hmm. And there was a time, astigaw ako sa isang bata. Pati ka nagiginig, parang ganun. And they were all like, paano siya nagalit? Parang ganun ba? And then yung mga okay. Kasama kong kaedad ko was like, uy, ano ka? Kalma ka. Ano lang to? Play lang to. Tapos sabi ko, hindi na kasi nakikinig eh. Parang ganun. But that night, when we were supposed to, may tinatawag silang parang grand healing session wherein there are people who's continuously praying outside of the retreat room, and then you're in the retreat room, they're parang having this reflection and ano yun, closed door. I was outside. Kasi, so what happened to me was I felt really, really sick that I told myself, oh, hindi ko na kaya to. So I tried going up the second floor. And mind you, pupunta ako sa prayer room kasi andun for me, I would find solace there. When I went to the prayer room, it was a struggle, to be honest. Di ako makaakyat sa stairs. Mm. But I eventually did. And then, I'm not sure if you believe na yung, ano ba, yung prayer room kasi Pastor, na wala po kayo bigla.
Diyos ah. Ayan, ulit. Ulit mo. Papunta ka na sa prayer room. Ayan na. Oh. Ano na? Ano yung ayaw ipakwento sa'yo?
Ako sa child. Okay. Yun. Ako sa prayer room. So, may di ba may holy salt? I cannot open the door. At like, nasusukal na ako. I don't know what happened, but the next thing I know, I remember the prayer.
So right now, nawala si Jessa, so must be bad reception, but we're just gonna wait for her to come back, okay?
Hello, Pastor. Papatuloy ko pa ba?
Jessa, parang ayaw ipakwento sa'yo. Ayan, better na.
Itin ko na lang. Ayan. Sige.
Pa. Okay, so parang ano, parang
ayaw ipakwento.
Try natin one more time. pag hindi talaga kaya, okay lang. Sabi mo parang na doon ka naputol doon sa ano. Sa papanik ka sa prayer room.
Oh, nung pupunta po ako sa prayer room, there's this holy salt sa labas ng prayer room. I tried entering the prayer.
It's scary. Nawawala talaga ako.
Ayun talaga. Baka mahina lang yung reception mo, Jess.
Hindi pa po ako ng device.
Okay, sige. And so, at the moment, Jessa is having some technical difficulties. But we'll try to get her back para sa kwento niya. And looks like parang ano lang naman. There were some glitches or hindi mahina lang siguro yung reception dun sa area kung nasan siya. But hopefully, she will be back. Hi, Jessa.
Hello po. Can you hear me? Pero wala na akong cam this time.
That's okay. Yes, I can hear you.
My gosh.
Okay. So, you were going to enter the prayer room. Meron dong holy salt.
And knowing po na yung holy salt, hindi ka diba makaparang it's holy. I really cannot open the door. I was really trying to open it and I was not able to. And then nasusuka na ako. And then when I finally was able to open it with all my will, I remember fainting. And then when I fainted, I can barely remember what happened. after when I woke up, they were telling me na I was shying away daw from religious artifacts and I was kind of like saying ayoko na, ayoko na. That's it. Pero I don't know what happened. I cannot super recall. And then one of the titas asked me, are you sure you're still gonna do the play? Sabi ko, I have to. I'm the narrator. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
And then another spooky, creepy thing what happened was during the play. So, syempre, when it was already rather my turn to narrate, nag-brown out.
Oh, just like right now. Nawawalan ka lang.
Oo. Nawawalan. So, nag-brown out po siya. And then, what I actually did was, pero ito yung masasabi ko lang, the power of God can never be stopped. Everybody in that community was supportive. Everybody turned on their phones and shone light papunta sa stage namin. Mm-hmm. And then, what happened was, instead of us using the mic, sabi ko sa mga bata, patuloy natin. Let's make our voices louder. So parang nag-ala, ano kami doon, impromptu speaking, and we had our voices messed up. Everybody was silent, and we were able to do the play so well. Parang ganun siya.
Parang mas gumanda pa, no? Kasi may...
Yes.
Naging interactive with the audience, eh. They exactly. Had participation.
Oo. Kasi instead of me standing sa stage, I was already in the audience na para marinig nila yung narration ko. If they cannot hear the kids ba. But I was parang like, after that, I was praying to God na sabi ko, Lord, grabe ka. Despite the weird stuff, mas iba pa rin yung kapangyarihan yung ano mo, yung will mo ba. Pag if they have a way, you have a better way. Parang ganun.
I'm glad it ended up quite nicely, actually. Better than, I guess, kung ano yung dapat nagagawin nyo. But that was kind of weird nga, no? Baka, bakit ka napipigilan? Baka you were... parang based sa story mo, parang feeling ko, ano lang, kung I'm gonna throw in my two cents, na-possessed ka.
Parang ganun siya.
Kasi parang
wala akong maalala.
Nag-faint ka, you were saying something, and then you were, revoking artifacts, holy artifacts. Diba? Parang it all points to that, pero who knows, I wasn't there. So, parang yun lang naman yun. Ano?
Ayaw din na lang sabihin sa akin up until now. They're just saying, you are okay now, that's what matters.
Parang yes, that is true. That is true. Yun din naman yun eh. Sa lahat naman ng mga kwentuhan natin dito, at the end of the day, kung okay ka naman at wala namang nasasaktan talaga, wala namang naargabiado, you just live by it. It's just part of your story. Ganun lang dyan siya. Ayun. And speaking of sharing, ayun nga. So maraming salamat sa pag-share ng mga stories mo and even with the glitches kanina. So I'm happy na naitawid natin ang episode na ito. And maraming salamat sa pag-bisita mo dito sa campsite. But before you go, do you have anyone to say hello to or give any message even to the campers na nakikinig ng episode na ito?
I need to say hello tsaka for the campers na rin.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
For all the campers, you are in a good podcast site. Let's continue listening because maraming super interesting stories on this one. And hi na lang po sa family ko in Bacolod. Si Jean, si Mommy Jolly, si Daddy Nono, si John Paul, at saka yung jowa ko na si Franz Louis.
Ayan. Hello. Hello sa inyo. Hello sa family nyo and sa jowa mong si Franz. Nakikinig ba sila ng podcast? Pag lumabas yung episode, pwede mong i-ano sa kanila. I-share.
Yung kapatid ko, nakikinig yung babae.
Hi, nice. Hello, Jean. Yeah.
Ayun,
thank you, and I appreciate you sharing your stories and listening to Philippine Campfire Stories. maraming salamat muli sa ating kasamang camper na si Jessa for that San Telmo Society story. Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan by going to Spotify Q&A portion ng episode na ito. Doon, nag-share kami ng mga kasama nating campers ng kani-kanilang mga thoughts about the episode. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo naman supportahan ang show by giving monetary tips, you can do that by joining our Patreon and Ko-fi. Yan yung mga sites kung saan naglalagay ako ng mga extra content for the podcast listeners when I can. Kung may access ka naman via PayPal or GCash, and you feel like gusto mo akong ilibre ng kape to help me create these episodes, ay pwedeng-pwede mong gawin yan by checking our PayPal and GCash accounts sa episode's show notes. Pumunta ka lang sa Spotify and click on the description of the episode at makikita mo lahat ng link na kailangan mo. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp, ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. At babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society Radio episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita na lang tayo sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang San Telmo Society Radio segment ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.